Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Came across the quote from G.K. Chesterton, and you know, it's been said many times, the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting, it has been found difficult and left untried. So is the Christian life difficult? And I know you suggest that there's a difference between, you know, our position as children of God, as opposed to seeing God as our boss. Say a bit more about that.
It is so easy, I've found in my life, and I've been a Christian now for 20 years. I think it's easy, and it's even a natural default for many of us to begin to assume or to treat or relate to God as our divine employer rather than our Abba Father. And the reason is that sin is a very tricky animal. The two sins that Jesus continually calls out over and over again in the Gospels is repent of rebellion, breaking commandments, sinning against God and others, or he turns around and you see him calling Pharisees to repent of their religion. And that is, it is easy to get into a checklist routine form of Christianity and take what you're learning in basic discipleship and turn it into more of a contractual kind of relationship. So that is, God loves me on my good days and God's mad at me on my bad days. When I perform well in giving, serving, praying, tithing, going on mission, reading my Bible, being in a community group, being involved in outreach and on, then God's pleased with me. And so I'd base my own spirituality completely on what I do. And therefore, that when you do that, it turns God into more of an employer that you need to keep happy, a boss who will come down and bring the hammer down on you if you step out of line. Whereas the gospel of grace says, no, I am justified. I'm declared righteous, holy, blameless, pure because of what Jesus has done for me. And because of what Jesus has done for me and in me through the Holy Spirit, I now want to please God. I want to pray, but I don't want to pray or do these Christian acts of service or compassion simply in order to maintain my spot at the table in the kingdom of heaven, but rather because I already have a spot at the table and I'm completely secure in that, I now live a life out of gratitude to God in response to Him, in loving Him and loving others.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.